Alaska Communications Systems wants to hang up on clunky payphone service in the wireless age. The telecommunications company wants to end public landline phone service by the end of this month. But the Regulatory Commission of Alaska has put the idea on hold. RCA is disputing the ACS plan and has asked the public to weigh in on the matter. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
That sound may soon go the way of the dodo. Alaska Communications Systems, or ACS, is planning to end payphone service in all the areas it serves across the state. According to ACS spokesperson Heather Cavanaugh, the Anchorage-based telecommunications company will disconnect payphones in urban areas it serves, as well as in more than 30 rural communities from Thorne Bay to New Lotto.
We began decommissioning our payphones earlier this year across the state in multiple locations. We had sent a courtesy notice to the RCA in February and just heard back from them last week. Part of why we didn't see this as being an issue with the RCA is because Congress deregulated payphones in 1996.
ACS contends the public phones are not used enough anymore to make them pay, although it costs the company to maintain them.
Really, the reason we're getting out of the business is because we're just not seeing the demand there anymore. In the past year alone, from 2008 to 2009, we saw a 69% decline in the use of payphones, and really, we're seeing such an increase in the use of cell phones that that's probably the reason why most payphones are being left unused or underutilized.
Cavanaugh says cell phones are in such common use now that, according to national trends, the number of payphones in the United States has dropped from 2.1 million in 1998 to 870,000 in 2007. But the Regulatory Commission of Alaska is not getting a dial tone, so to speak, when it comes to ACS's plan.
We don't know exactly what locations or how many payphones they have out there. And that's one of the things that we've asked ACS to reply to us.
Grace Salazar, who doubles as the commission's consumer protection head and the agency's spokesperson, says ACS needs to get official approval to end payphone service.
We have a specific statute that requires public utilities to request approval that they are discontinuing or abandoning their certificated service.
RCA certificates are required for any public utility which serves 10 customers or more, Salazar says, and certificate holders by law must seek commission approval for ending such service, and the RCA must provide opportunity for public input before making a decision one way or the other.
It appears that the commission has received about 19 comments, mostly opposing to discontinuing service, especially in rural areas. We actually received a comment from Sitka that many tourists rely on the public payphones and have complained that there aren't public payphones available in the Sitka area.
ACS's Cavanaugh says the phone company is providing alternate communication services to communities that request it.
We've come up with a couple of alternatives whereby we will install a phone for the business or the community, and they'll then be responsible for maintaining it. It costs about $40 a month for kind of a basic business line so that you can make local calls and 800 numbers, and we're happy to help out in those situations.
The Regulatory Commission has issued a formal challenge to the phone company plan and has ordered ACS to respond by April 23rd. Cavanaugh says the phone company has filed for an extension of time for the response.
We believe that a full and thorough response to the issue raised will assist the commission in its analysis of this matter, and that we want to give the proper time and research into the federal and state regulations, statutes, and orders.
The Regulatory Commission of Alaska is asking the public to weigh in by May 16th. Information on the issue can be found on RCA's website. I'm Ellen Lockyer.